The opening of the state's newest sportfish hatchery in Fairbanks has again been postponed. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
Problems with the water treatment system at the Ruth Burnett Sport Fish Hatchery has again pushed back the opening date to later this month at the earliest. But Jeff Milton, the state's hatchery program supervisor, says that delay won't set back the overall schedule for making rainbow trout available to stock in lakes around the interior beginning next spring.
The production schedule, yes, as far as producing catchable rainbow trout and having those available next spring is the primary goal, and we're still on schedule for that.
The problem is adjusting the water treatment system at the hatchery to bring down the level of iron and manganese enough to enable fish to thrive. Milton says the system performed pretty well in tests recently, but not when the water flow was increased.
As we ramped it up to the higher end of our production usage, it was starting to perform somewhat erratically, and so that's why we haven't moved fish in there. We don't feel comfortable moving fish in until we have real stable performance.
When the water treatment system is performing adequately, Milton says the trout fingerlings that have been incubated in a hatchery at Fort Richardson will be brought here. Rainbow trout will be the main species to be grown at the Burnett Hatchery. The $46 million hatchery also will produce Arctic char, Arctic grayling, lake trout, Chinook salmon, and coho salmon. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.